Sometimes you lose.
Sometimes you win it.
We all have days where we step right in it. Here's my own mistake.
Have you ever really messed up? You're in good company. Welcome to My Own Mistake, a podcast about the mistakes people make, shared by the people who made them. Here are your hosts, Stacey Kimball and Christy Spatafore.
Hello, Christy.
Hi, Stacey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
It's been a year.
It has. Happy anniversary.
I know. Happy anniversary.
I should have made a cake and shown it to you.
Thanks. We have been busy, and so we have dropped off of our weekly. We were trying to do them every week there, and that's so hard when we have children and, you know,
careers and spouses
and
insurance to deal with and
yes.
People that want to be fed for some reason.
Ew. Not them. So anyway, we are back here this week talking about the plans for year two, and we do intend to go on to year two.
Yes.
And we had a great time.
We did.
We learned a lot. Did you learn a lot?
Yeah. Learned a whole lot.
I did too. I learned that as voice actors, we all kind of make the same mistakes in the beginning, it seems to me.
Yeah.
What were the big takeaways for you from last year?
I think there were a lot of, I made a demo too soon, or I waited too long. And to me, those really come down to confidence. Like maybe you had a little too much confidence, or maybe you didn't have enough confidence soon enough.
Right. I agree. And I think that was the biggest thing that we heard was imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe what's the opposite of that? Maybe you needed the imposter syndrome.
Yeah. What do you call that? What's the opposite of imposter syndrome?
Overconfidence? I don't
know.
Well,
there's got to be a catchy name for it, though.
But I think everybody was, even the people that said I did my demo too soon, were like, but it helped me focus on what I really needed to do for my next one. And
right.
So I think there was learning in everything. And the other takeaway for me was getting coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And which I have come to learn is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So important. When I was working in early voiceover, back when, you know, we all went into the studio, there were people there to coach me.
Mm-hmm.
There were people there to say, you know, you're saying fur instead of four. And can you put a T in that word mountain?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things like that that I wasn't aware of. And technique, mic technique, things like that that I learned, you know, 35 years ago.
Not to sit on a spinny stool or click your pen.
Click your pen. What was the other one you just talked about?
You know, I feel like I'm the only one that shares just their ridiculous mistakes, like nobody else, but I'm happy to share them. Yeah, I was telling Stacey before we started recording, in one of my earliest live sessions, I had bought a really cheap mic arm, whatever it's called, a boom thingy, the thing that holds the microphone.
Boom. The boom, the mic boom.
The boom, the mic boom. Thank you. It didn't work very well because it cost about $20. So it's shocking that it didn't work very well. And I was standing doing this session and I had, you know, it clamped to my little desktop here. So I had it adjusted just right. But the microphone I have is too heavy for this. For this boom, so it started falling, and rather than just stopping and saying, can you give me a minute, I need to adjust something, I kept trying to read while it was slowly sinking down. So, you know, I'm following with my body this mic boom that eventually was down to about my hips, and I did have to say, I'm sorry. Fortunately, I wasn't on camera. You know, we were just, they couldn't
just
see me.
Audio zooming.
We were just audio sessioning. So my lesson from that is buy the best equipment you can afford. Doesn't have to be the very best, top of the line. I mean, I'm sure there are mic booms that cost a lot of money, but maybe the $20 one isn't really that great a deal.
It's possible.
It's possible. I'm just saying it's possible. And then I did shortly thereafter invest in a much, much better one, which has by Rode, which works fabulously and doesn't give me any problems.
See, and that's how I ended up buying some of the Mogami cables.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Yep.
And it made a huge difference. And who knew?
It does.
I had no idea. You know, everybody kept saying it. I'm like, how can that happen? How can that be? But then it does make a difference. Mm-hmm. So even things like that, I think it's up your game, I guess, mm-hmm. is the thing. Up your game with coaching and good demos and good equipment and
the I
best
think
you
it,
can afford.
And none of it needs to be top dollar stuff.
No.
There's a lot of, I mean, most of us aren't going to go out and buy a U87. Isn't that the fancy?
Yeah, we would like to.
The super fancy microphone. It would pick up too much in my house.
Well, I'm just a, I just am like a, what do you call it? A junkie, a tech.
Oh, well, sure. I'd love to have one, but I couldn't use it for voiceover.
Right, I know. I would keep it in a closet here.
And just hug it?
Just hug it every once in a while.
Take it out for a walk so it gets some air.
Show my TLM 103 and go, see, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't get it. Just pick it up. Pick it up here. Pick it up.
You can be replaced.
1, 2, 3. Just get over it. I think we all make mistakes every day. And mm-hmm. I made some mistakes this year.
Yeah.
One or two. I made a big one about a year ago. And I regret it every day. Mm-hmm. I regret it. And I'm sorry for it. I called someone out on social media that I shouldn't have in a fit of anger and hurt. And I was hurt and angry. And Christy was the first one to go, Stacy, am I known? I mean, really good. And I was like, oops, I guess I shouldn't have done that. And tried to retract it. And, you know, sometimes people are really, it takes them a long time to get over things. So I'm still working on that one. I'm still working on that mistake. But mm-hmm. It taught me a lot to keep my mouth shut, number one, which I've always had a hard time doing. And if you're feeling like you need to be blunt, maybe you don't need to be blunt. That's the lesson I learned this year from.
I think that it's so easy to make that mistake now with our easy access to venting in multiple formats.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've all done some version of that probably.
I'm sure we all have. And I see people every day doing small things that I think could come back and bite them in the behind mm-hmm. in, you know, maybe a couple months or 3 months or something. And I don't know. It's just something to be aware of. And you'd think the older you get, the more you'd learn this things, but it's not really
also the
true.
Older the older we get, though, I think the more we do learn from those kinds of mistakes rather than digging in and saying, well, I was right to do it or whatever.
Right.
Admitting it was a mistake. I mean, I've seen lots of people double down on what they say.
Right.
On social
absolutely.
Media.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it led me to other things, to think about other things for this year that I'm thinking about and working on right now, which I'll save for later. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of my year in a nutshell. I had a good year, though.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I had great things happen to me this year. So what about you, Christy?
Oh, well, you know what? First, can I ask you a question about that mistake? What would you do differently if that same scenario presented itself again or a similar scenario?
You know, good question. That is a really good question. If that scenario presented itself again, I would probably go directly to the person and say, hey, you know, mm-hmm. this has been bugging me, and I just want you to know why it hurt me. Mm-hmm. And just a different view on why what you said hurt really bad mm-hmm. and why it made me angry and why my neurosensitive brain can't quite get over with it, mm-hmm. go over it. So that's probably the thing I would do is that's what I've learned. And I did try and talk to the person about mm-hmm. it and kind of I didn't do a very good job of that either, apparently. So anyway, mm-hmm. moving on. But
yeah, that's all you can
keep
do.
Moving on. You know,
moving
we
on.
Just move on.
You can always call me, you know.
I can.
If you just need to vent.
I'm do. Always I call here. You and vent all the time.
I know. And I do the same.
Yes, I know.
As far as mistakes in the past year, I've been thinking more about a mistake I made several years ago that had probably a pretty big impact on my voiceover career, which was I had only started, this was pre-COVID, this was still, people are still mostly going into the studio time to record. And I had done, you know, I'm a singer. It's still, my first love is still singing, songwriting. But I use my voice a lot. I'm used to using my voice. And I had a friend say to me one day, you know, have you ever thought about doing a voiceover? And this was probably back in like 2014. And I said, you know, I have, as a matter of fact, but I've never really done anything about it. And she said, you'd be really good at it. And I'm like, why, thank you. Because you get all excited that people think your voice is nice, exactly. Which is silly, by the way. That doesn't actually matter very much.
Precisely.
For anyone listening, it matters really not at all.
Little, very little.
But so that was, you know, I had three young children at the time, and my daughter was still very young, and I was like, well, that would be a great thing to be able to work on. And I was still teaching part-time and, you know, juggling a lot of stuff, but I decided I'm going to go, you know, check out this voiceover thing. And at the time, we lived in Oklahoma, which is shockingly not a bastion of voiceover work at that time.
Huh.
A lot really? Of people confuse it with New York or L.A., but I'm here to correct those assumptions. I'm from Oklahoma, and I love it very much.
And it's on Toadsuck time, isn't it? On Toadsuck.
That's Arkansas.
Oh, but isn't Oklahoma also Toadsuck time?
Oklahoma is the same as Toadsuck Arkansas time. Yes, okay. It is.
Okay. Well.
If you listened to our podcast with Diana Wilde,
Diana
there's a
Wilde,
reference
yes.
there. Anyway, so I found some online classes and things, and I took those and really enjoyed them and had a great time, and they went well. And I still think that's a very good way to dip your toes into the world of voiceover if you're wanting to find out, or some just low-pressure classes. I still would recommend that. So I did quite a few of those, and I thought, well, I am ready for private coaching. We're going to go into this. And I booked a coaching session with somebody that has a very good reputation, and was all excited, so excited. I was so excited. And it was horrible.
Wow.
It was just awful. Maybe this person was having a bad day. Maybe I was having a bad day. I looking back, I look at that time of my life and I go, well, I barely knew what way was up. My daughter had a lot of health issues that we still didn't understand at the time, and that was stressful. And I had three children under the age of 6 or 7 at that time, whenever this happened.
Oof.
So there was just a lot. I'm running my own business. There was a lot going on. A lot of it really good, but a lot. And then this thing that I was so excited for was just kind of a disaster. And the person, I'm not somebody that responds real well to a drill sergeant kind of thing. I know there are people that do. But this wasn't really even that. It was more just kind of dismissive, and
really?
just very, you know, I would read, and the person would go, ugh, no.
Oh, ouch. Oh, not a nurturing person.
No, and they'd stop me mid-sentence, and they'd, you know, I just felt at the end of the hour like I totally had no business pursuing this, that I probably really, really, really was bad at this. And did I really want to sink money into exploring this and time and exploring this? And I decided at that time, no, I do not. I am really bad at this because this person said so.
Wow.
You know, it was kind of like the cool sound guys when I used to sing in clubs. And some of them were very nice to me, a single woman, you know, doing her thing in clubs, but a lot of them weren't. A lot of them were just sort of like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Right.
And it was sort of that attitude of just pat on the head. And they were probably having a really bad day. I have no idea. Or maybe that's just how they operate. I don't know. My mistake is that I actually let it affect me. And I actually listened to it. And I thought, well, I must suck. I'll just file that idea and that little dream away. And I didn't pick it up again for about 5 years.
Really? That long?
In which time the industry changed a ton and became much more accessible. But I also really wish that I had started that 5 years ahead of time so that I had missed the influx of people or gotten a jump start on the influx of people that came in, like myself, in 2020 when COVID hit and, you know, I was home again with all three kids and I thought, I have to have something to do. I've still got the mic, you know, I still have that voiceover idea. Maybe I'll try that again.
And I'm glad you did.
I am too. And I found a great coach that time and it worked out well. And I think there's a lot more good coaches than bad. And I don't know if that person even was a bad coach, but it was a bad coaching session.
I think it's like finding a good shrink. Not all of them are going to be a perfect fit or a good pair of shoes.
Right.
You know, you can get what are the best shoes on the planet and put them on your feet and go, these suck.
Yeah.
They suck. And so the moral of that story is try again, I guess, if you are. And you obviously were devoted to the idea of doing it. So I'm glad you did come back to it. It never occurred to me to actually hire a coach. You know, I did some marketing coaching when I first started out because I started doing online stuff off and on from like 2011, mm-hmm. I think was the first time. And it's just changed so much since then. Mm-hmm. It changed from 2011 to 2018. It changed again from 2018 to 2020. And that was a huge change in 2020 because mm-hmm. then everybody came on board because, oh my gosh, you know, the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it's changing again now.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. If you don't, if you go to a coach and they say, you know, no, you suck, then go find another coach.
Right.
If you really want to do this, you got to keep after it. Right. That is the hardest lesson in all of voiceoverdom is keep after it. Keep mm-hmm. going.
Well, and to be fair, this coach did not say you, he did not, he, sorry. Well, I was going to try to say not he or she, but it was the he. He did not say you suck. The attitude did. He didn't say those words.
And it may have been he was having a bad day.
Yeah.
It could have been anything.
But it certainly didn't make me go, well, let me book another session with him and see.
Probably the truth was it was just not a good fit for you.
And that's fine. I mean.
When you find a coach who's, well, here we go back to blunt and willing to tell you the truth, you know, what's the old song from MAME? Who else but a bosom buddy is going to, that's what you find. I have learned so much from my coach that I have now, Malik Berger. Mm-hmm. And I've done some coaching with J. Michael Collins. Mm-hmm. And those are good fits for me. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky that way that I found two people who are brilliant at what they do, but encouraging and yet at the same time, honest
right.
with you.
Because you do need that. I mean, I have worked with people. I remember a coaching session with a coach who was like, wow, that was really great. I'm not even sure how to improve it. And then my next read, he went, oh, okay, I see what to work on now. And I was like, great, because I don't want somebody just telling me, oh, that was wonderful. But it's let's see what you've got and work. So if that can be encouraging to anybody, if and I think you can work with a coach who has a stellar reputation, who is great at what they do, and it doesn't guarantee that it's a good fit for you. And that is okay. It doesn't mean anything's wrong with them, and it doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. Any coach worth their salt will not be offended by that. They might even recommend somebody to you.
There was a flurry this year over some people, some people coaching that were not on the up and up with
right.
everybody and mm-hmm. Took money and whatnot. And I think that was a good lesson for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry it happened to the people it happened to.
Yes.
Very sorry for that. But I think it's a good lesson. You know, if you don't feel like you're getting what you need, you need to take it upon yourself. I think sometimes we fail to be our own best advocates.
Right.
And that's part of that is just because a lot of us are artists first and we've gotten the message, oh, well, I didn't get the role. I must suck. That's sort of.
Yeah.
I didn't get the job. Well, I suck.
I'm terrible.
I did 15 auditions today and I didn't get any of them. I suck.
I think once a month I text you and I'm like, I'm going to go work at the coffee shop at the gas station down the street. I'm just going to go make coffee.
I was sad the other day that they no longer have Walmart greeters. Because that was my next option. So.
They don't have Walmart greeters anymore?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I haven't been in a Walmart in forever. But
I told somebody, I said, I think I'm just going to go be a Walmart greeter. It's just so much easier.
I always thought that would be a lovely job, just to sit there and say hi to people.
Yeah, I thought about Uber, too. But then I thought, no, I don't know how to drive Uber.
No, our neighborhood grocery store has, it's kind of a cross between a greeter and they also take out a cart and hand it to you or push it towards you as you walk in. So I've thought about that. I'm like, I can be, you know, hi, here's a cart. Hello. Do you need a cart? Hello, cart today?
Hi, can I
give
like
you
a cart? Here, let me shove this cart at you. Hard.
That's one of my backups is be the cart lady at Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, if you're listening, I love you. I love our neighborhood store.
We all learn crazy things every year in this business. I learn more and more.
You have to stay flexible.
If you don't know how to do those things, a friend of mine wanted to do a voiceover, but what's stopping him is he doesn't have the tech abilities or the computer skills and doesn't want to learn them.
And you have to be willing to learn new things in this business or you will very quickly
every day
become obsolete, I think.
Exactly. Exactly. Every single day you have to learn new things. Which is hard sometimes as we get older, too, to learn new things.
It is. I mean, it is literally more difficult, the brain, the way things work, or in some cases don't work.
YouTube. Oh, my gosh. YouTube is a fountain of voiceover knowledge.
It really is. And a lot of really good information. I mean,
there's some bad information.
There's also some bad information. That's true. Maybe our podcast should just become like filtering through the good info and the bad info.
Maybe.
But I learned a lot from YouTube videos. Just a lot of very basic editing stuff that.
Yep.
And there are people that will teach classes on that, and I've never taken any, but it would save you time probably to take a class. But I was happy to sit down and just figure it out myself. So, or figure it out myself by watching what other people had done.
Mm-hmm. I didn't learn a lot about digital technology, though, until I went to grad school in the early 2000s when in music. That's where I really, all of it popped. For me. But it's all funny. It's for me, it was a matter of, I learned editing in radio back in the 80s with a razor blade and magnetic tape. Mm-hmm. And it's still funny to me how even digitally, it's still the same process.
Mm.
It is always the same process, just different tools. We have to keep learning. That's the thing.
Except I love that undo button, that undo option. I really do.
Yeah, because once you slice that tape.
It's over. Yeah.
You can glue it back together, tape it back together.
No, I love undo. If you listen back and go, oh, maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe that's not undo. Where I wanted to
maybe
edit
Maybe I better
that.
Undo one more time.
Yes.
Oh, here, let's undo it again.
And then you think, wow, wouldn't that be a great option to have in life? Like, what if I could,
right?
Just if you could have the undo button for life.
Well, we shall carry on.
We will have
new guests.
Yep.
And
new things to talk about.
Yeah. New things to talk about and learn and keep making mistakes because it is the only way you learn.
It really is. Yes.
Yeah. All right, Christy, I guess that's us.
And you know, one thing we need to bring back the 60-second shout out.
We do need to bring back the 60-second shout out. Let's come up with one of those. We'll come up with one of those this week.
So if anybody has anything spectacular that they or somebody they know has done, send it our way so we can give you a shout out.
And don't forget to go to our webpage, which is myownmistake.com. And you can give a subscribe there and you can send us nice little notes. Coffee, you can buy us a cup of coffee. That would be snazzy. So check us out there or find our podcast wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Stacey.
Thank you, Christy.
right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to My Own Mistake with Christy Spatafor and Stacey Kimball. I'm Vince Yeary, and I hope that you'll join us next time to hear more stories about more mistakes.